Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
We have more important things to talk about. Like, I have a medical question for you.
Oh, yay.
I woke up 2 days ago with my face numb.
Is it still numb?
No. It finally went away after I ate something. Don't know what that was about. Today, I woke up, and I'm pretty sure this arm is no longer functioning. Like, it feels like it's having a heart attack. It hurts sharply.
Your arm is having a heart attack?
Yeah, it hurts right here, sharply.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody's stabbing me. And it's been like that since I woke up this morning. During lunchtime, it had stopped, and I thought, oh, I just needed to eat.
It's just constant, or when you do something?
Constant. Like right now. Like it feels like it's sending electric shards.
What side of your face was your...
It was my whole face.
Your whole face.
Mm-hmm. This eye was twitching.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Arm is on the side of your heart, and if you are having a heart problem, that's like deferred.
Do you think it could be because I worked out yesterday and I had to do this one crunch exercise where you like have the weight and then you're like,
shh. Oh yeah.
You think that could be it? Who's riding their bikes?
Oh. Oh my god.
You guys.
We're not telling this story today.
Oh. Look at how cute that little family is. I can see right through her, right through her leggings. Guys.
We're not talking about this story right now.
Why?
Because, guys, that was my high school boyfriend. Do you remember how sad I was when he broke up with me?
Is that not the same one that asked you to prom and you wouldn't go with him and you took a picture with him? That is not the same one. You're such a hussy. God, it was...
I didn't date that guy who wanted me to go to prom with him.
Oh.
Hence the reason I didn't go to prom.
Oh. Yes, you were very sad when he broke up with you.
Oh, even though...
Devastated.
Even though every time we spent together... He was my first high school boyfriend, freshman year. Every single time that we spent together, I went numb. Like, I couldn't even speak. Like, I turned into a mime. And didn't speak. I think in our entire, like, four-month relationship, I may have said hi twice. And so we just sat there like...
Awkward.
He could hug me one time, and I... lost feeling in my legs and almost passed out.
Man, he really did it to you.
Yeah, really. And then he broke up with me and I was devastated.
Devastated.
What is she doing?
So anyway.
Can we pause this for a second?
Okay, so these little things, you guys, we is a very loose term. We decorated my front window at my office for homecoming. Stephanie did it all. I fucking helped paint, sorta, and
you
then
did
she
a great job.
Pretty much told me I could never fucking help again, and that I was the worst painter she's ever seen, which is fine. I understand.
I gave her lines to paint inside of.
Well, here's the deal about me.
She could paint
I did
the line.
Great on the little tiki man, but then I lost interest. For the other
she's
stuff, and
there,
I was just
like,
just
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
like not even stroking it like she's supposed to, which sounded awful, but like brush strokes, like you're, I'm pretty sure you were just.
Well, I don't think that's what I was trying to tell you. I don't think my wrist does what it's like.
What it's supposed to do?
No, I don't have that. Like Stephanie makes these perfectly curved. How? I think my wrist is broken. I don't think.
Along with your arm?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of ailments going on right now. Anyway.
Can I tell you something right now?
No, I gotta finish my story.
Okay.
Anywho, guys, we got third place. And I'm a little perturbed about it, to be honest.
You know how many people have told me that that was not...
That's not what it should have been?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, this is what people have told me.
Okay.
That they saw... the ones that got first place, that the people who painted it were using stencils to paint it, which is fine Fine.
Those cheater McCheatersons. You freehanded everything.
Freehanded. So the effort-wise, we got first place. I'm going to give us first place. We win first place in effort.
Ha. Huh. Yeah, I feel really gypped.
But I never saw him do that, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. It you is. Know, gossip mill. But I think, you know, we're first place in our hearts. Anyway, so I'm giving you... we got a basket, okay, and it had candy and all sorts of stuff in it, and I picked out the stuff I thought you would like.
Okay.
So, we got a cup that says Autumn Leaves and Pumpkin Please.
I love
Because I know how much you love coffee. We got a movie gift certificate.
Are we going to go together?
It's for four people. Listen to this, guys. Four people to a movie showing of your choice. Two large popcorns and four medium drinks.
God dang.
I mean, I think that was pretty good.
Moderate.
Yeah. And then this little cute pumpkin patch sign.
That's cute.
You don't like it?
I didn't ever said that.
Oh. Well, you were like...
It's cute.
So anyway, those
are for
you. I just
like this because it's functional and it can help me with my coffee in the morning. This because it's something I can do. But this, I have to find somewhere for them.
Yeah, I don't care what you do with it. Those are your gifts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should I give you your gift now?
Sure.
Okay, guys.
What is my gift for?
I'm going to laugh because you're probably going to be like, I already fucking ordered that when I sent you the TikTok.
I don't know.
Okay. She sent me this TikTok.
Is it a dragon?
No.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Golly.
Ooh, if I bend down that much further, my hematoma's going to pop.
You guys.
Okay. Open.
Oh, I'm so excited. I did not. It was on my list, though.
So I think... Okay, guys. This is a book that Tashina sent me a TikTok of. It's not like a regular book that reads, you know, from front to back.
That reads to you?
And has a storyline. It's literally just a book of information and... What would you call it?
So pretty much it's like newspaper articles and police reports and then some of it is like written. So you go through this book and you have to try to figure out who the killer is by the end of it.
Yes. So much.
And I saw it on TikTok and it looked so cool because you kind of go through each person's like police report and the news articles. Oh, I'm so excited. There's different maps and stuff.
Yeah. And so the
medical report from the medical examiner. Forensic medical exam. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So basically you're going to be your own investigator. And by the end, I'm pretty sure the way it sounds is that at the end has the actual answer. So you can see how good you are at.
Don't look at it. We're both looking at
those pages out of your book.
We're both looking at. I won't cheat because I really want to do this to see.
I feel like I'll do really good at it. But every book that it is rare that I find a book that I'm reading where the end I'm like, holy fuck, I did not see that coming. In fact, I can think of two books that I like, and I don't even know the name, so don't ask.
Okay.
Where I'm like, holy shit, I did not see that one coming. Like. At all.
I normally can kind of pick out, or like I feel like it's somebody, and then I'm like, it's probably this person, and then it was the person I thought it was at the beginning.
And forth a lot, but for the most part, I'm always like, I knew that was gonna.
I want to do this with Matt to see how his detective skills are. Really,
I think we should put it out there since you know we used to have this cool book club thing.
We did.
We can put it out there in the next 2 weeks and see, and we can spend. Listen, October. Give them 2 weeks to get their books and get ready.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant we had to read it in 2 weeks, and I was like...
October, the Halloween month, investigating murder together with all of our listeners.
Yes.
And see how accurate...
Everybody is?
Yeah.
Okay, because I think I had sent it to Kaylin and Janelle, too, and they wanted to do it. So, I think this is a great idea.
Should we read the back?
Go ahead.
In December 2003, Luke Ryder, the stepfather of acclaimed filmmaker Guy Howard, was found dead in the garden of their suburban family home. Guy was only a child, asleep upstairs at the time of the murder. His mother and two half-sisters were also in the house that night, but all swear they saw nothing. Despite a high-profile police investigation and endless media attention, no suspect was ever charged, and Guy's family has been haunted ever since. 20 years later, the sensational new streaming series, Infamous, is dedicated to investigating and perhaps cracking this famous cold case. The production team will re-examine testimony, re-interview witnesses, and once again scour, is that the word?
Uh-huh.
The evidence. The family will speak, the key players will be reunited on camera, the truth will come out. Are you ready?
Are you ready to see it?
Whoa.
I think I had a stroke.
Are you ready?
I literally saw, are you ready?
Question period.
Oh, I am so excited about this. This was a good one. Okay, just from the back, who do you think it is?
Guy.
The little boy?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
He's the guy that died.
No, Guy was only a child asleep upstairs at the time of the murder.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Or a half sibling. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe the wife. I mean, possibly.
I think
are
it's
endless.
The wife's mistress.
I'm a
Mister. What's that called?
Jody.
Jody.
Isn't that what they call them in the military when they're overseas and their wives are with Jody?
Really?
That's what I think. I don't know. It could be wrong.
I've never heard of that.
I may have heard that before.
Oh, we'll have to fact
check
that.
So anyways, I thought that it would be fun.
Yes, I think so. Okay, we'll put it on the CarCast book club.
And see how many takers we get.
Yeah.
And then we can actually meet and talk about it. And maybe for once we'll actually talk about a book at one of our meetings. Because we don't do that. We just meet and talk shit.
And we have the best time ever.
Yes.
I am so excited about that. That makes me happy. Are we going to do this together? Because I feel like if we don't...
No, I think we should. I think we should have limits.
Can we do like 10 pages a night?
Fuck. This is going to be the longest book I've ever read in my life. How many pages are there?
There are...
We have to be able to get through it in 30 days. So subtract it by 30. And that's how many pages we have to read a day.
464.
What's that?
Oh, damn it. It's a calculator. We can't start until...
Divided by what? How many days are in October? 31?
Yes.
14 book. 14.9. I don't know how that works, but...
We can do 20.
Okay. 20 pages. We can do 20. A day starting... Okay, guys, that means that you have... 4 days. Get your book. So...
Put a rush order on it. Guys.
Mine came, I ordered it 4 days ago. So perfect, look at that.
Perfect. We'll make sure to get it out on the intranet tonight to make sure you guys have enough time.
Goddamn book, quickly.
Oh my god.
But even if they have to read like 30 pages for the first couple days to catch up.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can start on like... No, okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do that. Perfect. Moving on, next subject. Stephanie's got the most giant twin I've ever seen on her ear.
Guys, so like over a year ago, I got my helix pierced. Can you pause that? This is called the helix piercing, apparently. And it has been okay. Like, it's been over a year that I've had that piercing. And it's been like every once in a while, it'll start hurting and I can't lay on that side. And I just wash it really good and like make sure I like keep it super clean, and then it goes away and it's fine for months. And then all of a sudden it hurts again, and same thing. It's like been a process, and I keep like, is this ever going to heal?
Right.
And then yesterday it was like really itchy. Like it was like burning, like itchy burning. Mm-hmm. So I was scratching it like right here on the ridge, like just scratching it. And then I got home and I was like, babe, feel this. And like there, I could feel a ball back there. Like it's swelling. So I showed him, he's like, yeah, it's more swollen than it normally is, because over the year it had like acquired a little
right.
knob right there. And I woke up this morning and that thing was the size of goddamn Texas. It had its own zip code. Like literally there was blood coming out the front this morning. And so I was like, I can't keep this piercing in any longer. Like it has to come out. Plus it was hurting. Like,
yeah.
So I took it out and now I have a hematoma.
You guys, you know how she's just said there was a little ball on the back of her
no,
head?
No, I bet.
It's the fucking size of a basketball right now. Like, how she's even keeping her head straight up and down.
Seriously, I've been walking to the left all day.
It's bad, you guys.
Yeah.
I hate to say this.
But I'm going to lose my ear?
No. What if there's, like, a spider in it?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't look... Because it's not, like...
One of my...
So, on the front, you guys, it doesn't look bad.
You can't even see...
No.
It is swollen.
Okay. But it doesn't look like it's infected from the front. Like, it's not even bad. She fucking side profiles you, and it's like...
Yeah. We went to lunch today. Me, Shay, and Carrie, the girls that I work with, you know that. They don't know that. Anyways, and so I, like, went... I was going to sit on the outside. She wanted the inside. And as soon as... She's like, you can have the inside.
I cannot eat with that thing. Like,
ear.
It looks like it's pulsing. That's...
It feels like with my heartbeat.
I really do think that maybe you should let a medical professional look at it.
I text my EMT friend that I trust, and I'm hoping that I'm like, hey, can you help me? And he's probably not responding because he probably thinks I need a babysitter or something ridiculous.
Just send him that picture that you sent me this morning.
Like, can you please...
Lance this?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like it needs, just a good old lancing.
Yeah. We'll see if he...
Not Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Yeah. But I'll take him too. It seems like a lot of fun. Have you seen his...
Isn't he?
...videos? Yeah, but not in that way.
Oh!
I want to have that kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, friend fun.
Okay, you guys. This,
Let me just say, I told Tashina that this podcast is mine.
Because we've decided that we both can't have a topic. It goes for far too long. We get sidetracked 1,000 times. So we're each going to do like a topic. So today was Stephanie's. And you guys, do you want to know how free I felt not having to worry about writing a 7-page paper to keep you guys entertained? And Stephanie was like, hey, at lunch, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is going to be a good podcast.
And then at lunch, we went and actually ate. And I felt...
Priorities.
I know. I did make a bullet point. It just might not be an hour's
podcast. You guys,
podcast.
It is 3 bullet points with 2 words each.
Mm-hmm. And it's been sitting on my work desk, and Carrie walked up, and this is what she's like... Took it to a fence, books, history lesson, bird, foot fondler? What is this? Anyway, so that is pretty much a synopsis of what we are going to be covering today.
There you go.
And the took it to a fence is a story I have to tell you really quick about my children.
Okay.
Because apparently our children, including Peyton, at this age have zero idea what being offended or taking offense to something means. Because yesterday, have you ever heard something wrong so many times that you forget the right way to say it? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Lily's telling me a story about something she said and how it upset a kid. And she said, but he must have took it to offense. And then she's continuing her story. And after that, my brain pictured this kid with a fucking suitcase on his back of fucking problems, walking to a goddamn fence to take it to the fence. Like, I'm not kidding. My people were like, Lily, what did you just say? He took it to a fence? Like, and she's like, yeah, what do you say? And then I'm like, he took a fence to it? And then she's like, that's the same thing. And so then my brain was like, is it the same thing? And now I have zero idea.
Well, you know where they got that, right?
Where?
From us.
But I never have
because you said
I took it to a fence.
Well, no, but we said, I'm offensed. And so now they just use it in every situation that they possibly can. Peyton says it all the time. I'm offensed.
I don't understand.
Because of this podcast.
I'm going to take it to a fence.
Yeah, well, you should, because we did it.
But is that a proper way to say it?
No.
Yeah, but... And then I was like...
Took offense to it.
Yeah, and then... But then Trinity's like, but fences can't move. Whatever.
But it's not a physical fence.
So the kids have zero idea how to use the English language.
Neither do we.
I know. But I still have zero idea what Lily's story was about, because all I, like, took it to
a probably because of your hematoma.
That was my ear throbbing. Anyways, my second thing is that... Can you pause that for a second?
You guys, while Stephanie just took that little break, I read the... What do you call it when somebody, the author, like, writes a thing for somebody else?
Referral?
Absolutely not. That is not it.
Like, what are they called?
That's what I'm asking.
You could get paid to do them.
What? No, or they, the dedication.
Oh, I thought you were meaning that somebody else writes about that book.
No. And I just feel like this is what Peyton, or this is what Peyton, this is what Stephanie would say about me. For my agent, Anna Power, for her wisdom, patience,
oh yeah, that's
humor, and unfailing insight. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
It's like I wrote it myself to you.
My God, except for, why, I don't understand why you put Anna Power in there, but whatever.
Okay, so...
Moving on from that dedication.
I saw this thing referral. That I wanted to really give you a nice history lesson on the bird. The flipping of the bird. But first, I want to forewarn you. It's a tough read. So please, bear with me while I don't know if you've ever read something in your brain and stumbled in your own brain. Yes. But I did. And now I'm going to have to read it out loud. And I would... So bear with me.
Okay.
But for something that we do quite often, I never knew that there was a reason why we use the middle finger while we're telling people to fuck off.
Did you just say wow?
While, yes.
While.
Did you know that there's a thing to it? But if you think about it, of course there's a thing to it, because how did somebody just one day be like, this is a good finger to tell him to, I don't like him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So here it is.
Okay, right? Here we go.
Let's see if I can get
the history of flipping the bird, guys.
So here's the history of the middle finger, and there's a little cranky little old ladle flipping it off.
Later.
Like, I'm already struggling. There's a ladle.
Wow.
Okay, ready? Whew. Well... That's how it's
okay.
Well, comma.
W-H-A-L-E or W-E-L-L?
Well.
Well.
Stop it. This is my story. Okay, well. Now, here's something I never knew before. And now that I have come to know it, I feel compelled. To share with my more intelligent friends in hopes that they too will feel edified. Whatever that word is.
Are we the more intelligent friends?
I didn't write this.
Okay.
Do you know what that word is though?
Edified. Well, I'm not
I've never seen it in my whole life. E-D-I-F-I-E-D. Edified.
Edified.
Yeah, right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways. Okay. So is history more fun when you know something about it?
Yes.
Okay. Before the Battle of Agincourt in 1450, the French, anticipating victory over the English, proposed to cut off the middle finger of all the captured English soldiers. Without the middle finger, it would be impossible to draw the renowned English longbow, and therefore they would be incapable of fighting in the future. This famous English longbow was made of a native English yew tree. Y-E-W. Yew tree. And the act of drawing the longo bow.
Jesus Christ!
The act of drawing the long bow was known as plucking the yew.
Okay.
Or pluck yew. Much to the bewilderment of the French, the English won a major upset and began mocking the French by waving their middle fingers at the defeated French, saying, "See, we can still pluck you." Since pluck you is rather difficult to say, the difficult consonant cluster at the beginning has gradually changed to a... Wow. I don't even remember this. Look at that.
It's changed to a fuck you. That's what it's changed to.
Labiodental fricative.
You guys, she's not wrong.
That's what it says. And thus, the words often used fricative. In conjunction with the one finger salute. It is also because of the pheasant feather on the arrow used with the longbow that the symbolic gesture is known as giving the bird.
Oh!
And you thought you knew every plucking thing, didn't you?
I feel like that article, she just found words out of the dictionary.
Yeah, a labiodental fricative? What the fuck is that?
I don't know, we should Google it.
Anyways, isn't that kind of cool to know?
That is cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. So they were going to lose their fingers, and then they didn't lose their fingers, and now they say,
pluck you!
Which is how I'm going to forever say it.
Right.
It's no more F-U, it's pluck you.
It's pluck you.
And it's not Y-O-U, it's Y-E-W, pluck you.
With a pheasant feather.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Pluck you, bird. Isn't that fun?
And that was fun.
It was a hard read because that's what I was remembering in my head is the labyrinth.
Fricative, ligofricative.
Yeah.
My God. How did you stumble upon that is what I want to know.
It was on Facebook. I was literally scrolling down and I saw this little crazy mean old lady with her middle finger up.
You said, absolutely.
Like, there's a lot of words here, but I guess I got time. And I read it.
Well, something you learn every day.
Yeah. Anyways. If my kids were capable of doing this without me chopping their finger off, I feel like they would just live with their middle fingers up towards each other.
Probably.
My kids hate each other recently.
Mine too.
Is it a thing?
Yes.
It has been so freaking, like, all of my older kids are ganging up on the younger kid, and they all hate her. And I'm saying that because it's true.
Oh.
You're looking at me like, that's hard.
No.
No, but they really do. It's been so awful. Lately, we're fighting not just over the front seat, but also over who has to sit in the center of the back seat, because there's so many of them. So the one who wins up the front seat, and then there's three left, and then they fight over who gets to sit in the back seat. And Jaden, constantly, like, every morning, oh, I forgot my sweater. So she goes inside, waits till everybody gets in the car, and then comes to the door and makes him scoot over so she never has this side. And so they're all fighting with her, like, nah. And anyways, I told her, like, Jen, you're in the fucking middle this morning. Get in the car. You're in the middle. So she gets in there, and she's like, well, I've got all this stuff, so it's going to have to go somewhere, and takes her 700-pound backpack and puts it on my 40-pound daughter, Addison, who's like, Mom! Like, stuck. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm, like, screaming at her to move it. And then she gets out of the car and has to put her entire weight, like getting out of the car by pushing on Addie, like she's a 700-pound woman trying to get out of the car with assistance. And I'm like, what are you doing? Getting out of the car? I'm like, I know an attempted murder when I see one.
Right.
You're trying to kill her right now in my presence. Like, what is your guys's... I'm so over it.
My kids are fighting, too. And it's just so bad.
Kids love each other so much.
They absolutely do not. No. They absolutely do not. They have been fighting for months now. And I thought maybe going to school was going to help it. It has not. It's only intensified. Like, the moment they get home, they're like... It's like, oh my God. They're bad. All bad.
Yeah.
It's a phase.
I guess. I don't know.
Mercury's still in the microwave. I'm pretty sure it never got the memo to get out.
The phase right now with Trinity and Lily jumping in, I hope is a phase, but this phase with Jaden and Addie has lasted for
their entire lives.
12 years. Yeah. And Jaden's 12. 9 years because
Ab's like, out. Yeah.
Yeah. So 9 years. Anyways, okay, I guess we should get along to the point. So, last podcast at the very end, we had talked about the foot fondler a little bit, but I had commented on the foot fondler, and then after the podcast is when you said you thought that it was just a thing and you had no idea about foot fondling. Do you recall?
I remember talking about the Tahoe toe tickler.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, okay. So toe tickling, foot fondling.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a thing and Tashina had no idea. And this thing has been going on for a long time. Like a long, long time. Like people have been fondling feet for years.
So I didn't read any of those articles you sent me.
Okay.
Because I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay. So, and just so you know, the Tahoe foot tickler was from Gardnerville.
When was this?
Just recent. They just picked him up in June.
Did he do, like, multiple houses? Did he, like, what was the... You're going
to
tell me.
I'm going to read it to you.
Sorry.
You did send it to me?
Correct.
Where are you in here? Kind of, because I don't know. You send him to me, but I'm trying to figure out which one is the one.
He's the one that looks like a frumpy potato.
I know.
Oh.
He looks like a toe. This guy looks straight like a big toe.
He does.
And so it's not surprising to me that he likes feet.
Right.
Because he looks like a toe.
First of all, can I just clarify? I hate feet.
What would you do if you woke up in the middle of the night to somebody, not your husband, standing at the bottom of your bed tickling your feet?
Number one, even if it was my husband, I would Spartan kick him across the room.
But at least he'd probably be laying next to you touching your feet. Would your husband just stand at the bottom of your bed?
Number two, my husband would never touch my feet because my feet are very calloused and he's like... So that would never happen. But this one time, we went and got a pedicures, and the lady was, maybe she was like a toe tuckler relative, because...
What? What just happened?
Because I've gotten pedicures before, you know, and they just like, but this one was like, I feel like she was like in between my toes, in betwixt my toes, and I didn't like it, and it felt god-awful, and I never went back there.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like I'd fucking freak the fuck out if I woke up and somebody was fondling my feet. Somebody I did not know.
Right.
What do you even do? Like, weird. Anyways, okay. So this guy, the alleged Lake Tahoe foot fondler, was arrested in Northern California. So a man accused of breaking into a Lake Tahoe resort and fondling women's feet has been apprehended. Sheriff's investigators said on Wednesday... Guys, don't...
Not this Wednesday.
No, don't take this... Please just ignore me. The suspected foot fondler was identified as Mark Anthony Gonzalez.
26. Oh my God! Did he get himself reincarnated from the Caesar era? Mark Anthony? Cleopatra, wasn't he Cleopatra's man? Like some feet.
Mark Anthony? Wasn't that Sandra Bullock's... boyfriend in Miss Congeniality?
No.
Anyways. The creepy pre-dawn incident happened when many tourists were vacationing in the Lake Tahoe, around Lake Tahoe, the 4th of July holiday. During the early morning hours between July 1st, 2023, an adult male entered two state line resort condominiums.
It was really just recently.
Yeah. I literally have been telling you that. I literally said that.
I thought you meant like a year ago recently.
No, while I was at Topaz, I was sitting on the back, on the, I almost said dock and balcony at the same time.
So
I was sitting on the balk. And said, like, the Tahoe foot tickler, who's that? Yeah, he was.
Oh, okay. July 2023, sorry.
Thank you. An adult male entered two state line resort condominiums by opening unlocked screen doors. Once inside, he positioned himself at the foot of the bed and rubbed the feet of two separate adult females, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office said. The woman woke up to discover that a complete stranger was fondling their feet. Investigators said the victim confronted the man and he fled. Investigators learned that Gonzalez was known to local law enforcement in the Atwater County, California area, and was suspected of numerous crimes, including the theft of women's shoes. Weird. Trespassing and sexual gratification during some of these incidents.
Oh, boy.
Investigators said Gonzalez's sexually motivated crimes were escalating in nature. I'll say. This little piggy goes to the market. This little piggy went home. Anyways.
And my little piggy went, wee, wee, wee.
So dumb. Okay, investigators said Gonzalez sexually motivated... escalating. I already read that. Sheriff's detectives found and arrested Gonzalez at his residence on Monday. He was booked into the jail for 2 counts of burglary, 2 counts of battery. That's about it on this guy. It's just the police department talking about how pleased they are that their investigators were able to identify and locate the toe. Guys, we have to post a picture of him because he really does look like a big toe.
Absolutely.
A hairy big toe. He doesn't even have a neck. He's
no.
He's just a toe. So we'll post his picture. So while I was telling Tashina about this because she didn't think it was a thing, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to talk about it on the next podcast. And then I was looking it up to find, I put foot tickling.
Oh my God, I can only imagine.
All, really be prepared and be careful about what you put
on a Google search.
Yes.
Because you may not want to know.
You're going to get some things. And you guys, foot tickling has been a thing for a whole lot of years. And apparently it really is. So
I would say it even went back to the ancient times.
Yeah.
Romans and stuff were.
I want to know what kind of psychopath. Sorry, Tashina, we'll get back to yours after these
messages from Stephanie. I'll hold my thought.
What possesses somebody to be attracted to a foot? That I hate feet so much. Feet are. Me and Joey have been together for 9 years, 8 years, eight. And if he wants to put his feet on me, I'm ready to kill him. Like, feet are so gross. They're disgusting. No?
Yes.
How does somebody get... Even shoes. Shoes are stinky.
Agreed. But some people get off on that.
I don't understand.
Like, you could do footfinder.com or whatever, post your piggies on there, and people will like, hey, go to the gym and wear these socks and send them to me. Step on a cake.
Send me the frosting?
No, there's a lady on YouTube that just steps on food. And people subscribe to her, making millions of dollars.
God dang. We missed our calling.
Yeah, I would say. And it doesn't matter. Like,
looks
you can
about
have,
like his face, though. I don't think I'd make money.
It doesn't matter if you have the most beautiful feet in the world or you have fucking troll feet.
Really?
Because the uglier they are, I think the higher the price, honestly.
Really?
Yes.
I also watched a show one time about people who were this way with balloons.
I watched a lady make out with a roller coaster one time.
What? How do you even do that? This guy rubbed balloons together, and that's how he, like,
the
got off, I guess. That I hate saying those two words together. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
So weird.
The one lady got married to the Eiffel Tower and then needed to consummate her marriage to it.
In public.
Mm-hmm. She was just freaking right.
She
was just riding that thing.
What the fuck? So weird. Sometimes I feel like they should really take the warning signs off of things like Tide Pods and like I also watched a show about how people liked the smell of laundry detergent so much that they did eat it.
I also watched a lady eat a brick wall.
Try to eat the brick wall? Or
no, she was like, no, like, you know how sometimes there's like little holes in it? Like you can, she would like.
You did like on a video or did you see this person in person?
No, it was all on videos. It's like the same videos that you're talking about where the person got off on the freaking balloon. Like it's my strange addiction or something like that.
Yeah, that's
the
one.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And when I was pregnant with, it had to have been Addison because it was in this house, we used that like the, it's not liquid, the solid detergent, what the fuck, not the pods, the stuff that you,
yeah.
What is it called?
Dry detergent?
Yeah, that, we use that. And it smelled so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just kept getting closer to it before I was like, hold on.
I'm taking this too far.
I have seen this on TV and this becomes a big problem, Stephanie. You were pregnant.
People were eating like drywall in their house.
People, what show was it where that guy ate his novel? I think it was Grey's Anatomy. He was like a...
That seems like a house
tortured
one.
Artist, and he's pissed off about his book that he hated, so because it was so bad, he punished himself by fucking devouring it, eating it, basically. Anyways, okay.
Back to foot fondling.
Yeah. In my investigating of a foot fondler, I also found this one of a cop who loves playing with dead bodies, accused of pulling toes, tickling feet, and yanking the head. That's weird.
Whose head?
The dead body's head. So this cop... Hold on. So a trainee police officer was with him at the time, told Stringer, then pulled on the corpse's toes, pulled his head back and forth while discussing rigor mortis. After the shooting, what the fuck? This is a bad story. Anyways, this cop likes to tickle dead feet. He loves playing with dead bodies.
I have a question.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you.
Now that you're in a first responder role, how do I want to ask this?
I don't know. I'm a little scared.
Well, no, I just mean like, so there are definitely like that police officer is not the first person to be a weirdo when it comes to like bodies and stuff. So like, I feel like police officers see a lot of shit. EMTs, paramedics, firefighter, not so much firefighters. I just get like,
most firefighters,
I get golden retriever
paramedics
vibes. Yeah, that's true. Morticians. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that you kind of, like, I obviously know that you get desensitized to things. I have heard a story about a particular officer, and this was when Matt was like, that guy is now retired. Thank the Jesus, because when he said this, I was like, I really hope Matt never turns into this. So he said he had went to a crime scene. The guy had died. Well, it wasn't maybe, and it wasn't like a homicide or anything. The dude had died, and he had been there for a while. So when your body is decomposing, it's fucking disgusting, right? And he said the smell was disgusting, and I, you know, I've been doing this job for, you know, fucking macho guy. Like, he's an idiot. Goes into the house. He's got a FTO with him, somebody who's training. The FTO is like puking, like cannot deal with it. It's disgusting. And he wanted to creep the FTO out, and so he started poking, because one of the ways you see if somebody's dead, obviously this person is decomposing, we know he's dead, the cat's eating it, you don't need to do this, but one of the ways is to like poke their eyes or something, or like do something with their eye to see if there's any, anyway, that's what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not. Is that true?
I've never heard about
that. Anyway, and so he said he was like poking the eye, and his fucking, the guy had been there so long that his finger went through, like, into his skull. And then he, like, pulled it out, and it was all just juicy, and it fucked, like, the FTO was like, fuck this. So, like, there is a 100% possibility that you're going to become a weirdo, is what I'm trying to say.
I think you have to have a certain level of weirdo in you to be in that role to begin with, to be honest. Like, at our station, there is literally a list on the board that they call a wish list, which probably sounds really terrible, but of like calls that we want to see.
Oh.
Or things that we want to see. And so if that happens, they can, hey!
Yeah.
Come if you want. And there's some crazy stuff up there. Like mine are not, I don't think mine are crazy things. Mine is like giving birth. I would love to give, I have given birth, but I would love to help somebody.
Assist someone.
Give birth. Like that would be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. So it's like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But some people
are probably a little bit more morbid, I would assume.
Yeah, I don't wish to see any of that stuff. Like, but I'm not like, ooh, I don't want to see it either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think that in order to be in that, there is like a level of, we call it a level of autism because most of the people there, they're really social skills and stuff. We're just lacking. We are.
I mean,
I love them all to death and I'm right there with them.
Right.
Like I've got the social awkwardness down pat. I fit in well. I really do. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I just, oof. I could not walk into a house where somebody had been decomposing. I had been on a ride along with Matt where an old lady had passed away. Mm. And that was very sad. Also, at the same time, Matt was very adamant that she was still alive because her heart was beating. She had a pacemaker.
Oh.
And Matt was like, I am not about to put her in this body bag. Like, her heart is beating.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
That's crazy.
And then they were finally came up with, oh, she's got a pacemaker. You couldn't have told me that 2 hours ago.
So pacemaker, I never thought about that actually until you said that. I guess a pacemaker will continue to keep going.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
He was like, her heart is beating.
My main thing when it comes to that, which it's like the main thing that I can think of, I think about it all the time, like with dead bodies and stuff, like what were they doing? What, where were they going? Like, what was their plans? Like, do you know how many times I leave my house thinking, like, the coffee on the counter, like, oh, I'll come back and I'll drink that when I get back, or just something stupid, like, what, you know what I mean?
I got one.
Okay. You got one what?
I always think about, like, when people post pictures, is that going to be their last picture?
I've thought about that before. I always think too, like, because I feel like there's always like big things that happen in town, like somebody gets a car accident, they die, and like all of us know who they are. We might not be like super close, but we're like, oh, did you hear? And it's like a sad thing, and like mm-hmm. the town's like, oh, like that's such a loss, you know? And so I'm always like, who's next? Like, I always think about that, like, what's next? Who's next? What? Isn't that weird to
yeah.
think?
I really do think about like people's last pictures a lot though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would be a nice picture.
Yeah.
And there's been times where they use the picture that I was like, oh, that would be a nice picture.
Do you want to know a really weird thing that I do?
Yeah.
I have this weird obsession with eulogies. It's such a weird thing.
You
but
do.
Ever since I was little and I've gone to funerals and I listen to eulogies and like a couple that I've listened to, like some of them are funny. They're like funny stories and they, but they're like such cool, good things. Like, and I think, wow, that would have been cool if that person was alive to hear all of the nice
right.
things that are being said. Like, I've just always liked them. I like
right.
how they, like, commemorate, is that the word?
Yes.
Somebody's life.
Right.
Like, so I'm obsessed with them. And I know it's weird. But things that can happen, like, with my girls, my family, my friends, I would be like, oh, that's such a, I have to remember this story for the eulogy.
Is that why you fucking remember everything?
Is that
my
terrible?
Eulogy is going to be so lit.
Your eulogy is going to be the best.
Because you remember everything.
I've literally even thought about my own eulogy to the point where I want to write it now that I'm
alive. I know.
Alive,
and
I'm going to put it in an envelope and I'm going to give it to you.
It. Yeah.
And you're going to not know a single thing that it says.
Yes.
But I'm literally, you're going to open it and it's going to say, like, hi, my name's Tashina. I am reading Stephanie's eulogy, just so you
that
know.
That she wrote.
I.
Verbatim.
Have no idea what it says, and I will say every word verbatim, and then I'm literally gonna talk shit about you. I'm just kidding, but just like make it so funny.
Yes.
To where you're like obviously heartbroken because I'm
right,
gone.
Right. Obviously.
The end of your
right.
existence as you know it.
Of course.
But literally, you're gonna be up there laugh crying because it's gonna. I've thought about it so many times. I've pictured you up there with about 5,000 people.
In the gym.
Yeah, 5,000 people.
Yeah.
More than even live in this town.
Yeah.
It's going to be,
of
like,
course.
Isn't that weird? Is that a weird thing?
We've talked about this multiple times, and I do, like, you have always had an obsession with eulogies.
And I like to write them.
How often do you write them?
I've done two now.
For who? Oh,
my
for your
grandpa.
Grandpa
and for Alex. And I,
oh, yeah.
For not wanting somebody to pass, that's going to sound so terrible, the way that that came out, because I don't want people that I
right.
love to pass. But I enjoy the hell out of writing.
But I can't wait until you do so I can write something about you.
No, those
I got
like,
all these memories locked up here.
Yeah. Isn't that so weird? It is weird.
At least I know my eulogy is going to be taken care of.
Yeah, you're going to be golden.
I can't wait.
Please wait for a long time.
I mean, yes, I don't want to go anywhere.
It makes me sad to die before my eulogy is done.
Maybe we can have a funeral before.
If I ever found out I was dying of something, I think I would
have a funeral before.
Yeah, like alive, so I could just like gloat and all. People better say some damn good things, or I'm gonna be so upset. I'm gonna have to like choreograph my own funeral.
Girl, like, and you're going to say this, and you're going to say this.
Send me what you want to say so I can...
proofread it.
Jazz it up a little, right. Obviously.
This is going to need some pizzazz.
There is no audience people who can just willy-nilly stand up. If they want to say something, they need to, like, turn it in a month prior.
I hate, loathe entirely... when they're like, does anybody want to say a few words? And nobody stands up because nobody wants to fucking public speak. Yeah. I fucking hate that with a passion.
That's why I really hope that people want to do it at mine. A lot of people.
Nobody is going to do it.
I'm going to have to write so many stories for you then.
Like, and this.
And Stephanie assumed none of you guys were going to stand up.
So I have some stories to tell.
She's got stories for you guys to remember.
That would be fine. I just hate when they do that. And then it's like, cricket, 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 cricket. Because you're like, obviously these people love this person.
Yeah.
But everybody's got stage fright. Nobody wants to get up.
You stand up there. Like, the only way I was able to do the two that I did is because I had them written right in front of me. And Alex's, I literally was bawling through it. And so, there was a time where I had to take, like, a long break. And then I was like, trying to make a joke about it. But I couldn't even see my page. There were so many tears. I couldn't get them out of my eyes. Like, I could not see what I was writing. But if I did not have it written there, I would go stand up there like this.
Yeah, and stare at everybody.
Yeah. And have to probably be helped off the stage.
As much as I love to speak, I don't like speaking to a crowd. I mean, I will. Like, if it's a crowd around me, I have no problem yelling. But if they are, if I am up higher and in front of them...
then you have a problem.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
At the fire department, they have pretty much voluntold me that I'm going to be part of an instructor's class.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this class, in order to pass the class at the end, you have to pick a topic, 15-minute topic, to teach.
Can you teach on eulogies? Because I think you would be golden.
No, it has to be something...
medical?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I'm literally, it has not even started yet, and I am losing my mind about it.
Well, let's find a topic. We could, 15 minutes? You could stumble your way through that.
Literally just trying to speak English.
Yeah.
Be the first 10 minutes trying to remember my name.
I mean, shit, we've spent 50 minutes here.
Anyways, I'm so glad you came to my podcast and you let me fuck it up.
Me too. My God.
The information that we gathered here today is going to last you a lifetime.
You know, I do feel like me learning the origin of the bird is, I mean, that's something that I could really tell other people. So yeah,
seriously, that was a good one. I'm very
if you guys didn't learn anything else today about us, listen to the history lesson.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you were able to just relax through this.
I know. I mean, I was really. This is great.
I miss hearing about Steven Tyler though.
Who the hell is Steven Tyler?
Steven
Avery?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. The last episode didn't have a lot. It pretty much said that the big thing was that Manitowoc County had already been in a lawsuit with him, and a lot of people were upset that they were able to still do the investigation. Well, Manitowoc is like Lyon County, where there's like 5 deputies. And so the other county is the same. There's like 5 deputies. So with 4,000 cars that they had to look at, they had to have both counties there. And they were never alone by themselves. Like, there was really no time for them to plant evidence like they had said they did. That's pretty much all it was that them fighting about them being hard.
I see that the thing, the ad for that show all the time now, the Daily Wire.
Yes, it's so expensive though, and you have to pay for the whole year.
That's why I'm very glad that you're doing it. Okay, so a little synopsis, because that's my favorite word tonight.
Okay.
Of tonight's thing. We're going to post a picture of the toe. We're going to post a picture of the books so that if you guys want to join, you can join.
For the month of October.
Yeah.
To find the killer.
And that's pretty much it, other than you should probably lock your doors because...
And if you need a eulogy made, Stephanie's your gal.
Girl, I love them. I love them. So weird, I know.
So much. She's a little depressed. Maybe you could give your services to the mortuary.
I don't know if I could write a eulogy for just anybody, though. I feel like it has to be somebody I know and love to be able to, like, get it out there. You know what I mean?
So somebody you know and love
if
has to die.
If I know and love you, come ask. Put me in your will. She's my eulogy maker.
She's my eulogist.
I like that. I don't know, but let's go with that.
Okay. All right, guys. It's been fun. We're out of here. We'll see you later. Bye.
Cheerio.